For many years, the Israelites were welcome in Egypt. But in time, the Egyptians turned on them and made them slaves. Moses was the man appointed by God to free his people and lead them back to the promised land of Canaan. So it was that the Israelites lived in Egypt and prospered. But a new Pharaoh came to the throne, and he feared the Israelites and the strength which the Lord had given them. Therefore, he commanded they become slaves of the Egyptians, and so it was. But one mother, fearing that her son would grow up a slave, set him to float on the river Nile in a raft of rushes. Here he was found by the Pharaoh's daughter, who took pity on the babe. She ordered that he be raised as an Egyptian, and she named him Moses, which means drawn from the water. When he was grown to manhood, Moses came upon an Egyptian beating an Israelite slave, and in his anger, Moses killed him. Then, for fear of punishment, he fled from the land of Egypt. But the Lord was with Moses, and he appeared before him in a burning bush, which was not eaten up by the flames. And the Lord commanded Moses, telling him to return to Egypt so that he might lead his people back to the land of Canaan. But Moses trembled before the Lord, saying, "How shall I make great Pharaoh release my people?" And the Lord gave Moses a sign, turning his staff into a serpent in the wilderness. Then Moses went before Pharaoh, demanding that the children of Israel be free to return to the promised land. But the heart of the Pharaoh was hard, and he would not heed the words of Moses. Therefore, the Lord sent plagues to the land of Egypt, causing frogs to rain down, and the waters to turn to blood, and locusts to overrun the land. But the heart of the Pharaoh was hard. Then the angel of the Lord warned the Israelites, telling them to paint their doors with the blood of a lamb. Then in the night, the angel of death took unto himself the firstborn child of everyone in the land. But he passed over the doors of the Israelites, which were marked with the blood of the lamb. Now did Pharaoh relent in his heart, for his firstborn son also had been slain, and he ordered that the Israelites be free to leave the land of Egypt. But once they were gone, he pursued them with warriors in chariots. "Now indeed we are lost," cried the Israelites. "Better that we had lived in Egypt as slaves than die here in the wilderness." But Moses struck the waters of the sea with his staff, and the waters drew back, that the Israelites might pass safely out of Egypt. And when Pharaoh rode after them, the waters came together with a great rush, and the Egyptians were drowned. Thus Moses led his people toward the land of Canaan, and the Lord traveled before them as a cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night. And the Lord fed his people with manna, which fell from heaven, so that the Israelites might not die in the wilderness.